This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Congress returns to work for a final stretch run to the Christmas holidays with a lot of work left on the agenda, but no indication that lawmakers are going to get much of it done. The biggest unfinished item is a new package of aid for individuals and businesses hit by the coronavirus outbreak. The House approved a several trillion-dollar package almost 6 months ago, but nothing has made it through the Senate as yet. Lawmakers must also approve a series of funding bills in order to avoid a government shutdown in less than 2 weeks. The bottom line is I don't expect much to get done in the next few weeks on Capitol Hill. Thanksgiving brought us the first real evidence of change on the U.S. Supreme Court with the addition of Justice Amy Coney Barrett. The justices voted 5-4 to block restrictions in New York State on the size of religious gatherings, deciding the freedom of religion trumps the orders of public health officials to find ways to slow the spread of the coronavirus. Justice Barrett joined with the four other conservatives on the High Court in the decision, while Chief Justice Roberts sided with the court's three liberals. It's a Supreme Court lineup we may see more often in the future. Tomorrow marks 4 weeks since Election Day, and nothing has really changed in terms of the president's efforts to overturn his defeat. The courts in a number of states continue to reject lawsuits from Republicans and the Trump campaign, specifically citing a lack of evidence. But even though the GOP has lost almost every single legal challenge so far, President Trump continues to make very public claims of election fraud. Meanwhile, the members of the Electoral College are fully expected to vote in favor of President-elect Joe Biden when they meet in 2 weeks on December 14th.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.